and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Smith's Ballpark for the Pacific Coast League game featuring La Familia de Tacoma, AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, and the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, Las Amigas de Salt Lake. Tuesday night is Smith's Family Night. Get four tickets for $20. Regular hot dogs and fountain drinks are 50% off. Come on and see Smith's. Wednesday night is Dumper Dog Night presented by Cypress Credit Union. Be sure to come out to each Wednesday night ball game and grab a Dumper hot dog. Come on and see Cypress Credit Union. Tonight is Thirsty Thursday presented by Budweiser. Featuring drinks for just $3 each. Grab a cold one and remember, this spot's for you, Tom. Visit SLBs.com to find out about upcoming games, promotions, and theme nights, as well as the latest player news. The Bees Team Store is located on the concourse behind home plate, where you'll find a great selection of Bees gear, including hats, jerseys, and souvenirs. Get top quality officially licensed sports merchandise, only at the Bees Team Store. Fans, visit the Bohemian Brewery Bullpen located in the left field corner. In the mobile bullpen, you'll find unique food and drink options, including pretzel bun crust, as well as the Bohemian Brewery Bees Brew. Bohemian Brewery, proud sponsor of your Salt Lake Bees. Calling all kids. After tonight, after Saturday night's game, kids 12 and under are invited to come onto the field and run around the bases. Nationwide is an official partner of Minor League Baseball. For every pitch line throws at you, Nationwide is here to offer protection. Visit Nationwide.com to see how Nationwide is on your side. The Salt Lake Bees are proud to go gold and join the Huntsman Cancer Institute in their effort to strike out childhood cancer. All season long, the Bees will be helping to raise money that directly funds pediatric cancer research at Huntsman Cancer Institute. You can donate on .org/gogold. The Salt Lake Bees and Smith's Ballpark are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports and entertainment experience. We therefore ask you to refrain from any disruptive behavior, such as obscene gestures, fighting, throwing objects, or attempting to enter the field or interrupt play. We do not permit abusive language, hate speech, racism, sexism, or homophobia. Spectators engaging in such behavior are subject to ejection and other penalties, including a lifetime ban. Please report any violations to the nearest guest services or security staff member. Thank you and enjoy the game.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games, live or on demand. Top prospects and rising stars give it all they've got on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Hey, minor league baseball fans, it's time for the Stringer Challenge. What is the largest joint in the human body? Stomp your feet if it's the hip. Clap your hands if it's the knee. Time's up. The largest joint in the human body is the knee. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com.
Starting lineups are presented by Zions Bank. For a banking home field advantage, Zions Bank is for you. First up, the AAA affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, La Familia de Tacoma. Leading off and playing second base is number one, Sam Haggerty. batting second is the third baseman, number 8, Donnie Walton. Batting third is the designated hitter, number 27, Cal Raleigh. Batting fourth is the catcher, number 9, Ryan O'Keefe. Batting fifth is the left fielder, number 23, Steven Souza Jr. Batting sixth is the center fielder, number 7, Forrest Wall. Batting seventh is the first baseman, number 12, Zach Green. Batting eighth is the right fielder, number 14, Marcus Wilson. Batting ninth is the shortstop, number 18, Mason McCoy.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Salt Lake City, Utah, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Salt Lake Bees here at Smith's Ballpark. This is game 3 of a 6-game series, little Cinco de Mayo special, and the Red Ears and Bees have split the first two. They've both been decided in the ninth inning, and both very close games throughout, and we'll see what we have in store for us tonight. This is an interesting one. Starting pitcher was scratched earlier today for the Red Ears. It was Nick Margavichus. He was designated for assignment today by the Seattle Mariners, which means they removed him from their 40-man roster. He's on waivers for a few days. We'll wait and see if anybody claims him or not, but in the meantime, he's not allowed to play. So Margavichus is in what I call sometimes baseball limbo as he waits to hear his fate. So he can't start this game. The Red Ears are having a bullpen game, and they're going to start right-hander Connor Wade, hope that he could give him 2 innings and then take it from there. For Salt Lake, they were going to start left-hander Jonathan Diaz, who's been their best starter this year, 2-0 with a 1.96 ERA, but he is on hold from the big leagues. There's a chance the Angels may be calling him up, from what I understand. So he was scratched from today's start. There's still a chance he could start for Salt Lake tomorrow, but for now he's not going today. And so they are starting 37-year-old right-hander Cesar Valdez, a changeup specialist, who is 3-1 with a 3.71 ERA. So Valdez on the hill for Salt Lake and Connor Wade for the Tacoma Red Ears. Well, the Red Ears had a bajillion roster moves today. We'll run through them when the Tacoma Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano 86-8083.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The Rainiers taking on the Salt Lake Bees tonight. AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Houston Astros going head-to-head. Well, a lot of roster moves for the Rainiers today, and much of it coming down from the big leagues. The Mariners just got swept in Houston, which was not the result they were looking for, of course, and they knocked them a game under 500. They couldn't score in Houston. They got shut out twice, and in the third game were limited to two runs. So they've responded to that by shaking up their pitching staff. I don't really get it either, but that's what they're doing. So anyway, what they've done is they have optioned starting pitcher Matt Brash to Tacoma. He's going to pitch out of the Rainiers' bullpen there, converting him to relief for the remainder of this season. They think that's how he can help the big league team later on this year. So Brash is going to join the Rainiers' bullpen. Also, they called up Tacoma relievers Riley O'Brien, the right-hander, and Danny Young, the left-hander, both of whom have been throwing very well in recent games. And O'Brien and Young called up by Seattle today. The Mariners needed a spot on the 40-man roster, so they designated for assignment Nick Margavichus, who was supposed to start for Tacoma today. Instead, he has to wait and see if he gets claimed by another team or not. And then the Mariners did announce that Matt Cook, who was recently designated for assignment, did clear waivers, and he has been outrighted to Tacoma. So Cook is going to join the Rainiers as soon as tomorrow, according to manager Tim Fedorovich. So he'll be back in the Rainiers' bullpen. We've got more not involving the big league team. The veteran left-hander Tommy Malone, a longtime Rainiers injured list, was activated today, and he is here. He is eventually going to build up to be a starting pitcher, but at first he will come out of the bullpen. And then finally, right-hander Chris Jefferson, who did a nice job filling in from extended spring training, has been sent back to extended spring training as the Rainiers have added a bunch, their bullpen situation is starting to really kind of clarify a bit. So all those roster moves today. And, there's still a team here. We're ready to go. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainier, the Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off, playing second base is Sam Haggerty. Batting second, the third baseman Donovan Walton. Hitting third is designated hitter Cal Raleigh. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Steven Souza Jr. hits fifth. He's in left field. Batting sixth is the center fielder Forrest Wall. Hitting seventh, first baseman Zach Green. Batting eighth and playing right field is Marcus Wilson, and hitting ninth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound for the Red Ears, Connor Wade, no record and a zero ERA. He's only pitched one inning this season for Tacoma. Salt Lake is 13-13 on the year. They're the Angels AAA club. Their manager is Lou Marzin. They're going to lead off with Michael Stefanik. Stefanik is at second base. Batting second and playing left field is Brendan Davis. Hitting third, the right fielder Dylan Thomas. In the cleanup spot, first baseman David McKinnon. Batting fifth is the designated hitter, Chad Wallach. Hitting sixth is third baseman, Kian Wong. Monty Harrison bats seventh. He's in center field. Hitting eighth, the shortstop, Jake Palamaki. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Austin Romine. On the mound, right-hander Cesar Valdez. He is 3-1 with a 3.71 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is the crew chief Alex McKay. At first base is Cody Clark. Over at third, it's Emil Jimenez. Tacoma and Salt Lake in game three of a six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb Recycle. Home run for the Rainiers, and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We are underway here in Salt Lake. Sam Haggerty swung and missed at the first pitch from Cesar Valdez. Next pitch is another swing and a miss, strike two, and Haggerty's behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. He's hitting 313, the switch hitter, batting left-handed. Looking out towards Valdez, the changeup artist, and the next pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. And the count remains, no balls, two strikes. Valdez will just sit out there and throw changeup after changeup after changeup, and he can really locate the pitch, and he has good movement on it. Next one is lowered away for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Valdez has been doing this for a long time. Reached the major leagues last year and has been up numerous times over the years. As here's one down and into Haggerty. Cesar Valdez from the Dominican Republic was actually used as the Baltimore Orioles closer for a while last year. The 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike three. Haggerty strikes out and one man's gone in the first inning. That'll bring to the plate Donovan Walton. Walton hitting 310 in seven games. And the pitch is, there's strike one. Folks still filing into the ballpark on this Cinco de Mayo celebration here in Salt Lake City. As here's one outside for a ball to Walton. Both teams are wearing their Copa de la Diversión uniforms, the Red Ears in their light blue La Familia de Tacoba jerseys. So now the 1-1 is grounded to the right side, and that's fielded by Stefanik, the second baseman, and he throws out Donovan Walton. Two away in the top of the first inning, and now Cal Raleigh will be the batter. The Bees are Las Abejas de Salt Lake. Abejas is... Well, it's bees in Spanish. They didn't really change their name. They just switched it to the Spanish version. They're in black jerseys with white pants. Here's the pitch to Cal Raleigh, and it is take it outside for a ball. 1-0. Raleigh heating up at the plate. Three consecutive two-hit games. Hit two doubles here yesterday. Now the 1-0 is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Time called by the umpire. He's got an issue with the baseballs in his ball pouch, and he's got to swap a bunch of them out with the bat boy. 2-0 the count here to Cal Raleigh now. And Cesar Valdez with his pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball. 3-0. Sun coming down today. It was much warmer in Salt Lake City today, into the 70s for much of the afternoon. So now the 3-0 pitch is over for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. We have a little breeze blowing out towards left field, but not much to it at the moment. 3-1 the count, and the pitch to Raleigh is a swing and a foul, and the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, two down. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Raleigh goes down swinging, and that does it for Tacoma at the top of the first inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the first. It's Tacoma nothing, and Salt Lake is coming to the plate.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers do not score in the top of the first, and now the Salt Lake Bees come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Taking his first start as a member of the Rainiers, it's right-hander Connor Wade, and his first pitch is in there for a strike to Michael Stefanik, 0-1 the count. Wade's a 30-year-old right-hander who was just signed by the Mariners on April 30th as a minor league free agent. 0-1 pitch to Stefanik is down low for a ball, 1-1. Wade, in his AAA experience prior to this year, had been in the International League, so we're unfamiliar with him until he signed with the Rainiers. Here's a grounder deep in the hole. Nice backhand by Donovan Walton, and the throw to first is in time to get the out. Stefanik is retired. Walton, that's McCoy, the shortstop today, going in the hole to field that one and make a one-hop throw to first base and get Stefanik by a hop. So Stefanik grounds out to short, and now Brendan Davis will be the batter, and he swings and fouls one off, strike one. Davis at 205 with two homers this year. Left side of the Rainiers infield is Walton at third, McCoy at second, and on the right side, Haggerty is at second base and Green at first. I think I said McCoy at second, didn't I? It's Walton at third, McCoy at shortstop, Haggerty at second, Green at first. That's correct on the 17th try. 0-2 the count to Brendan Davis, and the pitch is a swing and a pop-up towards the second baseman, Haggerty, who's under it, and he makes the catch. And Davis is retired, and two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. And now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. So Wade last year made his major league debut, got into seven games out of the Baltimore Orioles bullpen with AAA Norfolk last year. He had a 2.96 ERA in 73 innings. Worked as both a starter and a reliever. Here's his pitch to Dylan Thomas, and it is in there for a strike. Thomas is hitting .288 with two homers, former Rainier. Next pitch from Wade is down low for a ball, 1-1. Wade has made his Rainiers debut here on Tuesday night and pitched a scoreless inning in the series opener. 1-1 pitch, grounded right side. Diving is Haggerty. He can't get it. It is through into right field, a base hit for Dylan Thomas. And he is on with two outs at the bottom of the first inning. First hit of the game for either team. Dylan Thomas singles to right. He has reached base with a hit or a walk in 13 consecutive games. Now David McKinnon, the batter. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Connor Wade, born in Scottsdale, went to University of Arizona for college baseball, 3 years. So here's a grounder, left side, and that finds a hole, sharply hit, and into left field, and Souza picks it up and sends it back in. Back-to-back singles with two outs for Salt Lake. Hit by Dylan Thomas and David McKinnon. And now Chad Wallach will bat, the veteran catcher who is serving as the DH today for Salt Lake. He's hitting .254 with two homers on the year. So Wade got the first two hitters out, but now a couple of singles. Here's his pitch to Wallach, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. First pitch curveball to Chad Wallach. And now the next pitch is another breaking ball, and this one misses down and in. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch. And it's taken for a called strike. Change up. Counts even, 2-2. Here comes the next pitch. And it is swung on, bounced to the left side. There's Walton at third base, picking it, and he throws across the diamond to first base in time for the out. Wallach is retired, and so are the Bees in the bottom of the first. No runs on two hits, no errors, two left. We go to the second inning with the score, Tacoma nothing and Salt Lake nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, and also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the second inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. Brian O'Keefe leading things off against Cesar Valdez. And Valdez struck out two of the three hitters he faced in the first inning. Here's his pitch to O'Keefe, and it is over for a strike. Just the fifth game of the season for O'Keefe. He's 5-for-14 with a homer. Got a late start this year because of hamate bone surgery. Broke his hamate bone as he takes one outside now. 1-1 the count. But he's back in action now. Ball and a strike. And the pitch to O'Keefe is outside for a ball. Cesar Valdez working with catcher Austin Romine, veteran battery. Now the 2-1 to O'Keefe, outside ball three. In the infield, the Bees have David McKinnon at first base, Stefanik at second, Jake Palamaki at shortstop, and Kian Wong at third. Outfield is Davis in left, Harrison in center, and Thomas in right. Here's a swing and a high fly to center. Calling for it is Monty Harrison, the center fielder, and he squeezes it for the out. O'Keefe is retired, one away at the top of the second inning. And now Steven Souza will be the batter. Souza hitting .216 with two homers, .397 on base percentage. Went 0 for 2 with a walk yesterday. Here's the pitch to Souza, and it is swung on and hit sharply past the diving Palamaki and into left field. A base hit, and Souza has the right ear's first hit of the game. A sharp single to left field. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. So Souza's on with the right ear's first hit of the night. Here's the pitch to Forrest Wall, and he thinks about a bunt and takes it up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch. Called a strike. 1-1. Cesar Valdez throws mostly changeups. When he doesn't throw a changeup, it's usually an 83 to 85 mile per hour sinker. Here's his 1-1, and it's swung on and fouled off by Wall, out of play. So one ball, two strikes to Forrest Wall. Wall got into last night's game late. Pinch hit for Kyle Lewis, who was lifted after seven innings as scheduled on his rehab assignment. And Wall took over for him and left. He swings and bounces one towards the second baseman, Stefanik, who fields it, touches second for one, throws to first for two, and that is an inning-ending double play. Second to first, and Tacoma does not score in the top of the second inning. And the Bees didn't seem to realize, most of their infielders didn't realize that was the third out of the inning. And Cesar Valdez, the pitcher, was waving his team into the dugout, saying, guys, don't throw the ball around. We're done. Let's go into the dugout. No runs for the right ears on a hit, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxury's Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Miss out on Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your car is ready for a spring cleaning, stop by for great deals on everything you need to keep it looking like new, including Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $5.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. That's a $5 savings. Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yeah. No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Smith's Ballpark. And leading off the bottom of the second is Kian Wong. And Connor Wade starts him off with a pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is swung on and popped up on the left side. Donovan Walton, the third baseman, is there, and he makes the catch. And one man is gone in the bottom of the second inning. So Wong pops up to Walton. And now Monty Harrison will be the batter. Harrison hitting .224 with one homer, 9 runs batted in. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. 0-1 the count. Next delivery is a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. There's the 0-2, and it is just off the plate outside with a change. Now here comes the 1-2 on its way. And it's a fastball inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. No score, bottom of the first, or second, as there's a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and down goes Harrison, and there's the first strikeout for Connor Wade. 2 down in the bottom of the second inning, and now Jake Palamaki will be the batter. Palamaki made his B's debut and season debut yesterday. Signed as a free agent. He'd been in Double-A with the Tampa Bay Rays last year. Switch hitter bats left, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Yeah, the 0-1 on the way to Palamaki, and it is outside for a ball. Apparently the Bees are going to get Luis Ranifo and Matt Theis back from the Major League Taxi Squad during this series. Here's a fly to center field. Forrest Wall is under it, and he makes the catch, and that is out number 3. Palamaki flies to center. Connor Wade sets down the side in order in the bottom of the second inning. 3 up, 3 down. We head to the third. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the third inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. And it's Cinco de Mayo, and they have right now in right field about 100 kids in a youth mariachi band. And they're going to get a pitch clock violation, these kids. I'm sorry. They've been out there too long. Ring him up, umpire. Come on. That's cool that they're here, though. Before this, they let them on the field to do a song between innings. But prior to this, they'd all been out on the berm in right field playing before the game. Well, Zach Green's going to Wilson and then Mason McCoy. As the Red Ears have had just six batters come to the plate through the first two innings against Cesar Valdez. They do have a hit, but then a double play ball erasing the base runner. Cesar Valdez on the mound for Salt Lake. Pitched the game of the year in the Pacific Coast League so far this season. It was two starts ago, April 22nd, against Reno. In Reno, tough place to pitch. As he throws to Green now, and it's fouled away. There's strike one. Green hitting 255 with four homers and 18 runs batted in. Valdez in his start against Reno pitched a nine-inning complete game, which is a real rarity these days in the minors. As here's a bouncer towards the second baseman, Stefanik playing up the middle, and he throws out Zach Green. One away at the top of the third. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. In that complete game against Reno, Valdez allowed five hits, no walks, and eight strikeouts. As here's his pitch to Wilson, and it's outside for a ball. In that complete game, he did not allow a flyout. All 27 outs were either strikeouts or groundouts. And here's Wilson pulling one between short and third and threw into left field, a base hit. And Marcus Wilson has the Red Ears' second hit of the game. So Wilson singles sharply to left field, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. McCoy settles into the batter's box. Which is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. McCoy hitting 262 in 18 games with a 366 on base percentage. Now a toss to first, and Wilson's back in. When he threw his complete game, it was the first nine-inning complete game by a Salt Lake pitcher since 2016. It's the pitch to McCoy, grounded to third. It's picked by Wong, goes to second for one, on to first for two. Another double play, second one turned by the Bees this evening, and that wraps up the top of the third inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Let's plan on having concessions over there.
Mike is remodeling the old family drive-in movie theater.
Hey, go find Gavin. Tell him the sound team is here.
He'll need a new front-of-house cast and behind-the-scenes crew.
Hey, can we talk staffing real quick? I'm thinking at least six per shift.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the third inning. Austin Romine will lead things off, and right-hand hitting catcher, and he takes a pitch inside from Connor Wade. There's ball one. Wade, I was told before the game, probably only going to go two innings today, but here he is in the third, starting off the inning. And he throws a fastball for a strike to Romine and counts even, 1-1. He did have a very quick and easy second inning, retiring the side in order. Now the 1-1 to Romine is popped up, foul, first base side. Zach Green has his eye on it in foul territory, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the bottom of the third inning. So Romine fouls out, and now Michael Stefanik will be the batter. Stefanik was robbed of a hit in the first inning on a terrific play by the Red Ears shortstop, Mason McCoy. Stefanik stands in, and the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0. Well, if you missed it in the pregame show, the Red Ears had a box full of roster moves today. So here's one in there for a strike to Stefanik. Mariners making pitching changes in the big leagues. 1-1 pitch to Stefanik is inside for a ball. They optioned Matt Brash. This was the big news. The rookie who made the Mariners starting rotation but struggled with his control. They optioned him to Tacoma today. So the 2-1 pitch is outside ball three. And not only did they option him to Tacoma, but they announced that he's going to convert to a reliever with the Red Ears. 3-1 pitch is swung on and looped into right center. Here comes Marcus Wilson with a diving catch in shallow right. Wilson, and he lays out in a dive and makes the play. And there's the second out in the bottom of the third inning. And Michael Stefanik can't buy a hit right now. He got robbed by McCoy at short his first time up, and his second time up, Wilson just made a diving catch. Here's Brendan Davis. And the pitch is grounded towards the left side and past the diving Donovan Walton and into left field, a base hit. Davis takes the turn at first and then holds there with a single, a two-out single for Brendan Davis, who was two for his last 35 before that hit right there. And he had a big year in their farm system last year. It's a surprise to see him struggling like that. So Davis with a two-out hit, and now Dylan Thomas is the batter. So Brash is going to join the Red Ears bullpen when he gets here, which is probably going to be in the next day or two. So here's one in there for a strike to Dylan Thomas. The Mariners also had to put Matt Festa, the former Rainier, the reliever, on the injured list. And they called up two Tacoma relievers. They called up Riley O'Brien, who's been in the big leagues before with Cincinnati, but never as a Mariner. And he's a Seattle native, so this is going to be special for him. Runner goes, pitch is swung on and looped out into right center field. Hamilton on the run, and Billy Hamilton makes the catch, and that is the final out at the bottom of the third. Connor Wade delivers three scoreless as Austin Warner starts warming up in the Red Ears bullpen. No runs in the third on a hit and one runner left. And we go to the fourth inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
Moving on to the fourth inning, no score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. Top of the order up for the Red Ears as Cesar Valdez has faced the minimum through three innings, although the Red Ears have two hits, but they've also grounded into two double plays. Here's the pitch to Haggerty, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. I was talking about the roster moves the Mariners made today. Optioning Matt Brash to Tacoma, placing Matt Festa on the injured list. So here's one inside, and it hit him. It hit Haggerty, and he is going to head down to first base, and the Red Ears get the leadoff man aboard the painful way. This one hit Haggerty in his, right on his shin guard, on his right shin, which is not there to protect him from being hit by pitches. It's to protect from foul balls. But instead, he just got plunked on the shin guard by that pitch. So he's on, and now Donovan Walton is the batter. And strike one. So the Mariners called up Riley O'Brien and also Danny Young. O'Brien, the Seattle native, gets to play for the Mariners. And Young's never been in the big leagues before. As Walton lines one to right, and this is going to be played on a short hop by the right fielder, Thomas. And taking second base is Haggerty. Donovan Walton with a base hit to right. And Tacoma has two on with nobody out. And now Cal Raleigh will be the batter. So Donovan Walton with a base hit. Raleigh struck out swinging his first time up, 0-1 today. Now a swing and a foul tip at the plate. 0-1 the count to Raleigh. Danny Young getting called up from the Red Ears. He had put together a string of six consecutive scoreless outings from the Red Ears bullpen. So here's a pitch outside to Raleigh. And if you look at his stats, you see that he's pitched in nine games and allowed seven runs in nine innings. And you think, that's not very good. But he gave up five runs in just a third of an inning in his very first outing of the year. So the 1-1 is in there for a strike. And then after that, he went 8 2/3 innings, giving up just two runs. And as I mentioned, in his last six games, no runs. And manager Tim Fedorovich had started using him towards the end of close games. He got his first save the other day. 1-2 pitch is grounded foul, first base side. Still 1-2. So congrats to Danny Young, first ever big league call-up. Mariners taking on the Tampa Bay Rays tonight in a game that starts in about a half an hour. 1-2 pitch to Raleigh, swinging a foul. Hopefully the Mariners can get it turned around at home. They've dropped seven of their last eight games. But the road is where the trouble has been. They're 5-11 in road games this year, but at home at T-Mobile Park, the Mariners are 7-2. 1-2 pitch to Raleigh. Swing and a miss, strike three. They got him with a changeup, and that's the first out in the fourth inning. Third strikeout for Cesar Valdez, and the second time that he has fanned Cal Raleigh. Now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. O'Keefe flied to center earlier. He's 0-1, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Other Rainiers roster moves today. Nick Margavichus got designated for assignment, so he is waiting to see if any teams claim him or not, which means that he's off the team at least momentarily. Sears a pitch in for a strike to O'Keefe. The Rainiers activated Tommy Malone, the veteran lefty from the injured list. He was signed right at the end of spring training. In fact, really after camp broke, but prior to Major League opening day. The 0-2 to O'Keefe is grounded towards third. This could be another double play. Wong touches third for a force out there, throws to first, and they get their third double play of the game. With runners at first and second, Wong fielded it right next to the base, gloved it, stepped on third base for the force out on the lead runner, and then threw to first base to retire the batter, ending the top of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BEC are spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Salt Lake City. The Rainiers and the Salt Lake Bees are scoreless. New pitcher for Tacoma, Austin Warner is in from the bullpen, and he'll face David McKinnon, Chad Wallach, and Kian Wong. Connor Wade, nice start. Three scoreless innings, allowed three singles, no walks, one strikeout. Pitches inside to McKinnon. There's ball one. And for Austin Warner, this is his seventh appearance. He usually works multiple innings when he comes in. He has no record in a 7.90 ERA. Lefty would be. Next pitch is swinging a foul tip by McKinnon. And the count's even 1-1. Warner with a fastball in the 91-92 mile per hour range. 27-year-old lefty. And his next pitch is fouled away. 92 mile per hour heater. 1-2 to David McKinnon. Now the 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes McKinnon. And Warner strikes out the first batter he faces tonight. And now Chad Wallach will be the batter. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's action. There was a shutout in Sacramento. Vegas shut out Sacramento 5-0. As the pitch is a swing and a foul tip by Wallach. 0-1 the count. The starter for Vegas was Parker Dungey, who went six shutout innings of one-hit ball. And he walked one and struck out six. Sears one down and into Wallach. Counts even, 1-1. And Dungey and the bullpen of Las Vegas pitching that shutout against a Sacramento lineup that included major leaguers Evan Longoria and Lamont Wade, who are on rehab assignments. Next pitch in there for a called strike to Wallach. 1-2 the count. Vegas and Sacramento are tied for first place in the West. Just two games over 500 at 14 and 12. So there's a 93-mile-per-hour fastball up high to Wallach. Two balls, two strikes. And the lefty's next pitch is a breaking ball called strike three right on the outside edge. A slider, Wallach, the dugout mumbling to himself. But he has struck out, and that is back-to-back strikeouts for Austin Warner. And now Kian Wong will be the bat. Other games yesterday, Round Rock defeated Reno in Reno 6-3. Sam Huff hit two homers and drove in four runs for the Rangers AAA club. Series of fastball inside to Wong, ball one. Now the 1-0 swung on and fouled off. Third base side, 1-1 the count. Reno is now two games under 500. They've lost four in a row. And they're facing, in that series they're currently playing, they're dealing with Round Rock, who has the best record in the league. They lead the Eastern Division with a 17-9 mark. Here's a swing and a foul back by Wong. Rainiers are going to see Reno for the first time this year on the upcoming homestand, which starts on Tuesday at Cheney Stadium. Reno Aces come into town for a six-gamer. Now a swing and a foul tip. And that got a piece of O'Keefe, who is in some pain behind the plate. And he's going to be checked on by the Red Ears trainer, Michael Feliciano. And manager Tim Fedorovich is out to talk to him as well. When the Red Ears start this homestand on Tuesday against Reno, the homestand begins with our first midweek day game of the year on Tuesday, an 11:35 a.m. start. And then we'll revert to the normal night games for the remainder of it. O'Keefe is sitting, needs some time. Right, here's with the six-game homestand Tuesday through Sunday, all against division rival Reno this coming week. O'Keefe's up on his feet now and walking it off. The trainer still talking to him. So a ball and two strikes to Kian Wong. Austin Warner has been rolling before this little delay. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the inning. And ahead of Wong here, 1-2. And the pitch is swung on and grounded through the left side and into left field. That's a base hit. And Wong takes the turn at first and thinks about trying to stretch it, but holds it first with a two-out single. Hit number four for the Bees this evening. And now Monty Harrison will be the batter. Harrison's 0-for-1 with a strikeout, and there's a fastball call to strike, 0-1 the count. Also in the league last night, El Paso beat Sugarland 7-1 behind the pitching of left-hander Ryan Weathers, who gave up just one run and three hits over seven innings for the Padres AAA club, El Paso. Here's one down low to Monty Harrison. And El Paso has C.J. Hinojosa, who played for Sugarland last year, and El Paso went into Sugarland, and Hinojosa homered against his former team. 1-1 pitch, swing and a foul back. Albuquerque and Oklahoma City got rained out last night in Oklahoma City and played a doubleheader today. I did see that they were able to get the first game in today, so Looks like they're getting that one made up. One ball, two strikes to Monte Harrison. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 2-2. So an even count, two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is down and in, ball three. So three balls, two strikes. The runner at first, Wong, will be on the move with the pitch. And Warner is ready. His payoff is up and away, ball four. And Monte Harrison draws the walk. Wong takes second, and Salt Lake has something developing with two outs in the inning. And now Jake Palamaki will bat. He flied out to center field earlier and is 0-1. Switch hitter, he'll bat right-handed against the left-hander Austin Warner. Warner checks the runner at second, and his pitch to Palamaki is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. No score, bottom of the fourth. Bees are threatening. They had a similar situation to this in the first inning when after there were two outs, they hit back-to-back singles. Here's the 1-0, and it's outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Looks like the Rainiers may start to warm up someone in the bullpen already. The Rainiers catcher O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Austin Warner. As the Rainiers are warming up a right-hander. That is John Creel warming up in the Tacoma bullpen. 2-0 the count to Palamaki, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Now Warner gets the signal from O'Keefe. And the 2-1 pitch is hit in the air towards shallow right center field. And there is Forrest Wall to make the catch in right center. And that wraps up the bottom of the fourth inning. So Palamaki flies out to center, wrapping up the bottom of the fourth. No runs on a hit and two runners left. We go to the fifth inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake as we head to the fifth inning of play. Steven Souza Jr., Forrest Wall, and Zach Green to bat here in the top of the fifth inning. Souza has one of the Red Ears' three hits tonight. He singled to left field in the second inning. Red Ears have had base runners against Cesar Valdez, but he has induced three double play grounders in just four innings. Pitch is in there for a strike to Souza, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch swung on, grounded foul, third base side. And the count's 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Souza goes down on three pitches, and one man is out of the fifth. Valdez with his fourth strikeout. All will be the batter. And the pitch to Wall is taken outside for a ball. Wall grounded into a double play his first time up. Now the pitch is high for a ball. Two and oh the count. Valdez with his pitch. Swung on, grounded to the shifted second baseman, Stefanik, who throws out Wall. And that is the second out of the inning. So two away in the top of the fifth, and here comes Zach Green. Green grounded out to second base earlier. So he's 0 for 1. Valdez into his motion, and the pitch is outside for a ball. His game's all being played at a quicker pace this year because of the pitch clock rules that have been put in place in the minor leagues. It's definitely working to speed up games. His here's a swing and a miss by Green. But I think Cesar Valdez didn't need a pitch clock to work at a fast pace. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. He's just a fast worker regardless. One and two the count. And the pitch swung on and fouled back. Still one ball, two strikes. On deck, Marcus Wilson. And strike three. Down goes Green, and the inning is over. The Red Ears go in order for the first time since the first inning. Three up, three down in the top of the fifth. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth inning. No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Tacoma Rainiers and the Salt Lake Bees are scoreless here at Smith's Ballpark. Third game of this series, which continues through the weekend. We'll be here tomorrow with the Friday night game starting at the same time, 5:35 Pacific. And the first pitch to Austin Romine is swung on and lined into right board to get things started for Salt Lake in the bottom of the fifth. Bees have their fifth single of the night. And now Michael Stefanik will be the batter. Wanted to share a note on Austin Romine, former Major League catcher, most notably with the Yankees as a backup, usually backup in the big leagues, but he signed with Salt Lake this year. The Bees used to have his brother, Andrew Romine, who played here a lot. Here's a pitch in there for a strike to Stefanik. 0-1 the count. From 2011 to 2013, Andrew Romine, who was an infielder, played in 281 games for Salt Lake over 3 years. Here's a grounder to second. Could be two. Haggerty feeds McCoy. That's one. On to Zach Green. There's two of the Rainiers. Give it right back to Salt Lake there by turning a double play of their own. The Rainiers have grounded into three double plays in this game, and now they turn one defensively. That erases the base runner, two away in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Brendan Davis will be the batter. There have been, as here's a pitch in inside to Brendan Davis, there have been only three pairs of brothers to ever play for Salt Lake since they rejoined the league in 1994. So here's one down low to Davis. They had the Quinlan brothers, if you remember them. You're a PCL fan because they were both PCL sluggers of some renown. As here's a foul out of play by Davis. They had Tom Quinlan in 95 and 96 and Rob Quinlan in the early 2000s. And then, of course, the Bees are the Angels AAA team. They had two of the three Molina brothers come through here, Benji and Jose. Here's one up high for a ball. 3-1 to Davis. Pitch. Outside, ball four. Warner lost him. A two-out walk. Second walk issued by Warner. And Davis heads down to first base with two outs, and now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. Dylan Thomas, the former Rainier, 1-for-2 tonight for Salt Lake. And a throw to first by Warner, and back in is Brendan Davis. Now Warner's pitch is a swing and a bouncer right back to the mound, and Austin fields it, and he just chucks it to first base to retire of the fifth inning. No runs for the Bees. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the sixth. Tacoma and Salt Lake still scoreless.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Moving on to the sixth inning of play here in Salt Lake City. Still no score between Tacoma and the Salt Lake Bees. Cesar Valdez working on a three-hit shutout for Salt Lake. Here in the sixth, the Rainiers will send Marcus Wilson, Mason McCoy, and Sam Haggerty to the plate. Wilson, the batter, he had a single his first time up. And the pitch, he won the count. Mentioned earlier that in his complete game against Reno two starts ago, Valdez got 27 outs entirely on strikeouts and groundouts. So here's a swing and a miss by Wilson, strike two. But in this one, the Rainiers have had one flyout back in the second inning. One flyout. 0-2 to Wilson, swing and a miss there, strike three. And Valdez has his sixth strikeout. One away in the top of the sixth inning, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Valdez has allowed a homer this year, one homer. It was against Vegas on April 15th. Here's his pitch now to Mason McCoy, and it's in there for a strike. Valdez is the oldest player on the Bees by 4 years at age 37. Now here's one outside, 1-1. The Rainiers have a new oldest player on the team because Fernando Abad joined the club yesterday. He's 36. 1-1 to McCoy is hit in the air towards center field, and this is caught by Monte Harrison, and two men are gone. So there's another flyout, second one. McCoy flies to center, and now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty has struck out, and he's been hit by a pitch. Now the pitch is yanked into right field. That's going to get down for extra bases for Haggerty. It'll go through to the fence. Haggerty's on his way to second, and he will stop there with a stand-up double. Sam Haggerty doubles to right field, his fourth double of the season. And the Rainiers have a runner in scoring position with two outs for Donovan Walton. So Haggerty comes through with a hit. Rainiers have their fourth hit of the night. See if Walton can make. He got a base hit his last time up. He's 1-for-2 today. They shift him. Three infielders on the right side. Stefanik well out onto the outfield grass, the second baseman. And the pitch to Walton is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch is on its way from Valdez, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Counts even now, 1-1. So an even count, one ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on and grounded foul, first base side. 1-2 the count. Now, Valdez steps off the, well, time was called at the plate. Walton was awarded time. He's ready to hit now. 1-2. Haggerty leads from second, and the pitch from Valdez is swung on, bounced slowly to the right side, and it's fielded by the shortstop, Palomowski, and he throws out Walton at first base, and that wraps up the top of the sixth. Red Ears threatened with a two-out double from Haggerty, but he gets stranded at second base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake, still nothing, nothing.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building a college. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Red Ears in a scoreless tie with Salt Lake. David McKinnon leading things off against Austin Warner, and the first pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Warner into his motion now. Next pitch swung on, lined into right, and over to try to cut it off is Wilson. He can't. It gets through to the gap and through to the fence. McKinnon is at second, and he will stop there with a leadoff double. Stroking it the other way, hard into the alley. Marcus Wilson went full tilt after that ball, but he just couldn't stop it from getting through to the fence. So Salt Lake has a runner in scoring position, and now Chad Wallach at the plate. Wallach's 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout, and Warner's pitch is swung on and looped over first and into right, and that's a base hit. They're going to hold McKinnon at third as Wilson came up with that ball ready to fire. It's a single for Wallach. Salt Lake has runners at the corners with nobody out. Kian Wong now the batter. So Salt Lake has the first runner to reach third base in tonight's game. And we'll see if Warner can wiggle his way out of this one. He does have a left versus left advantage on Wong. Looks like the Red Ears are going to play the corner infielders even with the bases and the middle infielders at double play depth. Warner's pitch is down low for a ball. So they'll look to turn two on a grounder up the middle. But if it's a grounder to first or third, they're going to try to cut down the runner at the plate or hold him at third. 1-0 pitch on its way. And it's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Count goes even, 1-1. Now Warner is ready. And his 1-1 pitch is on its way to Wong, and this is up high and inside, 2-1. Now here comes the 2-1. Low with a slider, ball three. Three balls, one strike. On deck is Monte Harrison. Reniers with action in the bullpen now. Right-hander warming up. Looks like Weigel. 3-1 pitch is outside. Ball four, and that will load the bases. Wong heads to first. Wallach takes second. McKinnon holds at third. The bases are loaded with nobody out for Monte Harrison. Harrison is 0 for 1 in this game with a strikeout and a walk. Well, the Red Ears pitching coach, Alone Leishman, is on his way out to the mound, and he's going to have a chat with Warner, and most of the infielders have come in as well. And they're also buying some time for Weigel to heat up in the Red Ears bullpen. Now the plate umpire, Alex McKay, goes out there to break up the meeting. Nothing ball game. In the bottom of the sixth, we don't see this situation too often in the Pacific Coast League, a renowned hitters league where, of course, we get a lot of higher scoring games. But here we are, scoreless in the bottom of the sixth. However, Salt Lake is threatening in a big way with the bases loaded and no one out. Monte Harrison settles into the batter's box now. Right-handed hitter with power. Came into play today hitting 224, but he's got big league time with the Marlins last year. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. First pitch fastball from Warner. 0-1 the count. Now Warner is ready. And the 0-1 outside for a ball. 1-1. Right here, still play, double play depth up the middle. Green is drawn in a little bit in front of the runner at first. And Walton is a step or two beyond the base path at third. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss at a fastball, strike two. So one ball, two strikes to Monte Harrison. And now Warner steps off for a moment. Now the 1-2 pitch is on its way, and it is off the glove of O'Keefe into the backstop, and breaking in from third and scoring is McKinnon. And Salt Lake has the first run of the game, and O'Keefe got crossed up there, I think, as he was expecting something else. Also, I think that pitch looked like a strike, and I'm surprised they didn't. Well, that, I assume, is going to be a passed ball there. And Salt Lake has the 1-0 lead. And now the 2-2 pitch is swung on and bounced up the middle and threw into center field, a base hit, and Wallach scores. Right behind him is Wong. He scores as well. It's a two-run single for Monte Harrison, and Salt Lake makes it 3-0. Now Jake Palamaki will be the hitter, but he is not going to face Warner, who is done, as the Red Ears are going to go to the bullpen and bring in Patrick Weigel. Tim Fedorovich on his way to the mound to make the pitching change for the Red Ears. Warner gave him two scoreless in the fourth and the fifth, and they tried to get a little more out of him, but here in the sixth, the Bees got to him. We'll take a break for the pitching change with the score. Salt Lake 3, Tecumseh nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecumseh Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's.
Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, it's 3-0. The Bees have broken through in the bottom of the sixth inning to take the lead, and they have a runner at first with nobody out. Jake Palamaki at the plate. And on the mound for the Rainiers, new pitcher Patrick Weigel at his first pitch is inside, and it almost hit Palamaki. That is ball one. Patrick Weigel is appearing in his 10th game for Tecumseh. No record, a 3.55 ERA in 12 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 11 hits and struck out 12 and walked 9. Next pitch is a called strike. That evens up the count 1-1. Now, the 1-1 is outside, and the count goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike. And this one is in there for a called strike, and that evens things up 2-2. Now a toss to first base, and back in safely is Harrison. Now the 2-2 is a swing and a miss. Battery faces, and one man is gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Weigel gets the strikeout, and now Austin Romine will be the batter. Romine's 1-for-2 with a single. And there goes the runner. The pitch is outside. Throw down to second by O'Keefe is not in time. Stealing second base is Monte Harrison. Sam Haggerty tried to trick him. He received the throw, which was offline, but he caught it. And then he bluffed like it had gotten past him and started running out into shallow center field to see if Harrison would get up and take off for third. Into what would have been a trap, but Harrison didn't fall for that one. 1-0 to Romine. Weigel's pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even 1-1. Now here's the 1-1. Swing and a foul back. Mm-hmm. So ball at two strikes. Now the runner goes to third, pitches outside. O'Keefe's throw is not in time. Harrison steals third base. Back-to-back stolen bases for Monte Harrison, his fifth and sixth of the year. Beat on the bases, the Rainiers have gotten away from it in the last four or five games. All of a sudden, the switch flipped and they stopped running. Here's the 2-2, and it is inside, ball three. Rainiers still lead the league in stolen bases by a good margin, but they have not been adding to the total the last few days. 3-2 pitch down to Romine with the infield in, and it is hit in the air to center field and deep. Back on the ball is Wall. Still back. Look it up, but it is off the fence. Scoring from third base is Harrison. In at second base with a long double and an RBI is Austin Romine, and the Bees are arguing that that should have been a homer. In center field, there's a batter's eye that extends about 30 feet high, and you don't have to hit it over the batter's eye. You have to hit it over a yellow line. And that ball, seeing the replay, seemed to hit the yellow line and bounce back onto the field. And their manager, Lou Marzin, argued with the umpire who made the call, Emil Jimenez, but he is satisfied with the answer, and he is no longer arguing. So it is a double for Romine, 4-0 Salt Lake. And they have a runner at second with one out. And now Michael Stefanik is the hitter. He's 0-for-3 today, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. So that closes the books on Warner. Two innings pitched, five hits, four runs all earned, three walks, two strikeouts. Now here's a swing and a foul back. O-2 pitch coming. It's outside. 1-2. Four runs are in for Salt Lake at the bottom of the sixth inning. Yeah, the 1-2 pitch outside for a ball, 2-2. Now the 2-2. Is swung on, hit in the air towards right. There's Marcus Wilson, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Stefanik flies out, two away in the bottom of the sixth. And now Brendan Davis is the hitter. Davis is 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. And the pitch from Weigel is inside for a ball. No action in the Salt Lake pen. Their starter, Cesar Valdez, working on a four-hit shutout. He's gone the distance already once this year, and I think the Rainiers are going to have to figure out a way to get to him to get him out of this game. So here's one inside to Davis. 2-0 the count. Here comes the 2-0 to Davis. Inside, ball three. Three-oh pitch. Outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk. Davis draws his second walk of the night. And there are two on with two out for Dylan Thomas. Now the catcher, O'Keefe, goes out to the mound to talk things over. It's been a long half inning after we really flew through the first five and a half tonight. Thomas is 1-for-3 today with a single. Two on, two out at the bottom of the sixth inning. And Weigel's pitch is swung on and slammed into right field for a base hit. Coming around third is Romine. He will score as the throw comes into second base, and it is 5-0. Dylan Thomas lacing a base hit into right to drive in another Salt Lake run. They have batted around this inning. The inning began when David McKinnon hit a double to right center, and he will now bat for his second time in the bottom of the sixth inning. So McKinnon settles in. And Weigel is ready. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. In and a check swing, and he went. There's a strike to McKinnon. So 1-1 the count. And Weigel with his pitch. And it swung on and hit in the air to right. But Wilson seems to have this one lined up. But he makes the catch, moving towards the foul line for the final out of the inning. But Salt Lake sends 10 batters to the plate at the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Bees score 5 runs. And they do it with 5 hits. There were no Tacoma errors and 2 runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
O'Reilly. Improve your gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing. 5-run rally in the bottom of the sixth inning for Salt Lake. And here is Cal Raleigh leading things off against Cesar Valdez. And the first pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 swung on, hit in the air towards left center. This is struck well. Davis and Harrison back, but it's playable for Davis, the left fielder. And one man is gone in the top of the seventh inning. Raleigh flies to left field, and that will bring Brian O'Keefe to the plate. O'Keefe is 0 for 2 today. Right-hand hitter. Well, that was just an epic comeback in the big leagues. As the pitch to O'Keefe is turned on and lined into left field, and there's a base hit for O'Keefe with one out in the top of the seventh inning. So O'Keefe is into the hit column, and the Rainiers have their fifth hit of the game. Now Steven Souza will be the batter. I don't have the details on this yet because it just ended, but the Phillies led the Mets 7-1 going to the ninth inning at home in Philadelphia, and they lost 8-7. They gave up seven runs in the top of the ninth inning. Souza hits one in the air to right directly at Dylan Thomas, who makes the catch, and two men are gone in the top of the seventh. That is an amazing comeback, down six in the ninth to score seven to win it. And that matches the largest comeback in the ninth inning that I've seen in this league. As here's one down and in for a ball, the six being down six. It's a rarity. We're not going to rehash the time the Rainiers blew the six-run lead in the ninth inning in Oklahoma City. Jonathan Villar. Here's one outside for a ball to Forrest Wall. 2-0 the count. And the next pitch from Valdez. Swung on, hit in the air towards center. On comes Monte Harrison, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Well, the Rainiers were hitting the ball in the air against Cesar Valdez here in the seventh, but the balls were caught. No runs on a hit, and one runner left on. We go to the seventh inning stretch with the score. Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more. Conveniently, this treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
We move on to the bottom of the seventh inning here in Salt Lake City. Bees lead the Rainiers 5-0. Rowenis Elias is in from the Tacoma pen. And he'll face Chad Wallach, Kian Wong, and Monte Harrison. Wallach heads to the plate now. Elias trying to bounce back from his first rough outing with the Rainiers, his last time out. He had a tough one here on Tuesday. Two-thirds of an inning, allowed six hits and two runs in that game. And his first pitch is hit high in the air towards center field by Wallach. Waiting underneath it is Wall, and he makes the catch. And One pitch, one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Correction, I had Elias's line wrong in his last outing. It was four runs in two-thirds of an inning. But prior to that, he had just been putting up zero after zero. Here's his pitch to Kian Wong, and it is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now Elias with his next pitch, and it's a breaking ball outside, 1-1. Now here's one in for a strike to Wong. Talking about the Mets coming back from being down six in the ninth inning to score seven runs and beat the Phillies today. Efforts are coming in now. Just an amazing comeback. So here's a bouncer foul in the batter's box. The last time the Mets won a game when they were trailing by six or more runs entering the ninth inning was so long ago that Willie Mays got the game-winning hit. 1973, the end of Willie's career. 1-2 pitch to Wong is outside for a ball, 2-2. Now a swing and a bouncer foul, still 2-2. The Mets had lost 330 consecutive games in which they entered the ninth inning trailing by six or more runs over a span of 48 years. So here's one inside for a ball to Wong. What a comeback. Here's the 3-2 on its way to Kian Wong. And it is inside, ball four. He draws a one-out walk. And Wong heads down to first base. Now Monte Harrison will be the batter. Harrison hit a two-run single in the sixth. And is 1-for-2 today. And the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 coming. Runner goes, pitch is swung on and bounced slowly to third. Walton has it, only one play. That's to first base. He throws there and gets Harrison for the second out of the inning. Wong, who was moving on the pitch, is now at second base. And Jake Palomaki will be the batter. Now here's the pitch, and it's taken inside for a ball. Now swinging a grounder deep in the hole, diving stop by McCoy, gets up, fires to first, not in time, safe at first base is Palomaki, and Wong advances to third. And the Bees have runners at the quarters after the infield single by Jake Palomaki. And now Austin Romine will be the batter. Five nothing Salt Lake, and the Bees have runners at the quarters with two outs at the bottom of the seventh inning. Elias is ready, and the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. And the next pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to center. Wall is there, and Forrest Wall makes the catch, and the inning is over. Elias gets out of it with no damage, no runs on a hit. And then it gets Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We move to the eighth inning. The Red Ears trailing Salt Lake 5-0. Red Ears need their own Mets-like comeback tonight. Zach Green, Marcus Wilson, and Mason McCoy to bat this inning. Cesar Valdez on the hill for the Bees, working on a 5-hit shutout through 7. And Valdez has thrown only 73 pitches through 7 innings. The guys in the bullpen have just been napping out there for Salt Lake. Pitch to Zach Green is outside for a ball, 1-0. Green 0 for 2 today. Into his motion is Valdez, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Counts even, 1-1. Next delivery from Valdez. Swing and a miss, strike two. Now the 1-2. Swung on, stroked into right field. A base hit for Green. And he is on with a leadoff single here in the eighth inning. Green had his 8-game hitting streak end yesterday, although he didn't have a bad game. He actually drove in both of the Red Ears' runs last night with sacrifice flies. But he ended up going 0 for 2 when it ended his hitting streak at 8 games. And now he's back into the hit column today with a clean base hit to right. Here's Marcus Wilson. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. 1-1 the count to Wilson. Now here comes the 1-1 pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Now Wilson thinks about a bunt. He pushes one up the first baseline. It is picked up by the first baseman. Wilson dives into first, but he is tagged out by the first baseman, McKinnon. Wilson thinks he was safe, and he is arguing with the first. And now Tim Fedorovich is running out there to go talk to him. Wilson went in with a head-first dive, and he tried to catch the foul side of the bag as far away from the first baseman trying to tag him as possible. And Fedorovich is out there now, and he's steered Wilson away. And he is now talking to the first base umpire. And Marcus Wilson feels that he was safe on this with the head first dive. And now he is walking off the field. Fedorovich is talking to the first base umpire. Wilson's walking off with the home plate umpire, McKay, who is having a calm conversation with Marcus. And Fedorovich still out there talking to the first base umpire. And he is having a bit of a longer discussion here now about the play. And Fedorovich does not appear to be pleased with the situation at all. And he is going to walk away shaking his head. But Wilson is out. First baseman unassisted on the bunt. I guess I'll get credited with a sacrifice there, although he was certainly bunting for a hit. Well, the batter will now be Mason McCoy with a runner at second and one out. And McCoy is settling into the batter's box now. And here's the pitch. And it's swung on and lined into left field. There's a base hit, possibly more. Around third comes Green. He's going to score. McCoy takes the big turn at first and holds there with a single as the left fielder Brendan Davis got it back in a hurry. But the right ears are on the board. Mason McCoy with an RBI single to left field. And Tacoma makes it a 5-1 ball game. That might cause the Salt Lake bullpen to wake up. As now Sam Haggerty will hit. McCoy, by the way, has now reached safely in 11 consecutive games, hitting safely in 10 of the 11. As the pitch to Sam Haggerty is popped up in the air to shallow left, Davis comes in and he's there and he makes the catch for out number two. So Haggerty flies out to left field. Two down, and now Donovan Walton will be the batter. Walton's 1-for-3 with a single. McCoy leading from first base. And the pitch from Valdez is taken down low for a ball. Now the 1-0 pitch, called a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, swing and a foul back. No, 1-2. Big shift on with Walton at the plate. The pitch is outside with an off-speed pitch, and the count goes even now, 2-2. Now the 2-2. Struck well, but Davis back towards the track makes the catch on the warning track for the final out of the inning. Walton flies out to deep left, but it's caught. Right here settle for one run of the eighth inning on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Salt Lake City. Our score is Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the bottom of the five, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Kyle Bird, is in from the bullpen, replacing Rowenis Elias, who worked a scoreless inning, allowing a hit and a walk, no strikeouts. So Bird is in, his first game since coming off the injured list, and his pitch to Michael Stefanik is taken outside for a ball. Bird was on the IL with a little tightness in his oblique. As here's a swing and a little pop-up into shallow right. Wilson on the run. He can't get it, and it drops in fair territory. And trying to stretch it into a double is Stefanik, and Marcus Wilson hoses him at second base. And there's the first out of the inning. Stefanik will get credited with a single, but Marcus Wilson gunned him down at second base. Trying to stretch it. Wilson went chasing this ball that landed barely fair in shallow right, but he fielded it on one hop at the bullpen and just wheeled and fired to the Red Ears' Mason McCoy, who put a tag on him. So one out, and now Brendan Davis is the batter. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball. All quiet now in the B's bullpen. Looks like they're going to let Valdez go out there for the ninth. So here's a swing and a miss by Davis. And the count's 1-1. Now the pitch is high for a ball. Two-one pitch, up high, ball three. Now the 3-1 is in there for a called strike. Now the 3-2, swing and a foul back. Full count, 3-2. And now Bird is set. Here's his payoff, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Brendan Davis, and there's the second out here at the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Dylan Thomas will hit. Thomas is 2-for-4, including an RBI single. Looking ahead to the ninth, the Red Ears have the 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up, Raleigh, O'Keefe, and Souza. And the pitch is a fastball call to strike. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch is a breaking ball inside. Next delivery swung on, grounded up the middle, past the diving Haggerty and into right center. A base hit for Dylan Thomas, his third hit of this game. Man, he is 5-for-12 in this series. So a two-out single for Dylan Thomas, whose teammates called him DT. Here's. Here's David McKinnon, 2-for-4, including a double and a run scored. And he takes a fastball for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One-one pitch, swung on and cued to the right side and through into right field. That's a base hit for McKinnon, his third hit of the game. And stopping at second base is Thomas. 14th hit for Salt Lake tonight. They have 12 singles and 2 doubles. O'Keefe goes to visit with Bird, who's going to have to face Chad Wallach here. Two on, two out. Rainier's trying to get this game to the ninth inning, trailing by 4. Don't want to see this get any worse here. Bird now is ready. And the left-hander with his pitch. And it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Bird pitched in the big leagues with Texas a little bit before going to Japan last year. Now back in the U.S. No pitch coming to Wallach, and it is outside for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Here comes this 2-0 on its way to Wallach, and it is a breaking ball down low, ball 3. On deck is Kian Wong. Rio pitch coming, and it is a called strike. Three and one. Now the next pitch is swung on, pulled to short, and it's fielded by McCoy. He goes to second base, not in time, and the bases are loaded. Oh, boy, that was a decision-making mistake by McCoy at shortstop. The batter, Wallach, is a slow runner, and McCoy could have calmly set himself and thrown to first to get the batter out, but instead, he went the short way to second base, and McKinnon was easily safe at second base. It wasn't close. So Wallach reaches on what I believe will be scored a fielder's choice. That's what I would do with it if I was the scorer. Bases are loaded with 2 outs, and here's Kian Wong, and the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now Bird ready. And the next pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. And Bird gets ahead of the left hand hitting Wong. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch is a breaking ball inside. Now the next pitch, the 2-2 inside, ball three, and the count goes full, 3-2. Now the runners go, the pitch grounded right side, lunging to get it is Haggerty, and he can't. He deflects it into shallow right. Thomas scores, McKinnon scores. Going to third is Wallach. A two-run single for Kian Wong, and it is 7-1 Salt Lake. Wong reaches for his fourth time in this game. A two-run single. 15th hit for the Bees. And now Monte Harrison will be the batter. And the Rainiers have begun to have activity in the bullpen, and Tim Fedorovich is making a slow walk to the mound. And this might be his opportunity to get young John Creel into a game here. So they make the call to the bullpen with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning, two runs in, and runners at the quarters. For Monte Harrison, Lake 7, Tacoma 1.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1. Runners at first and third with two outs. Monte Harrison coming to the plate, and the Rainiers go to the bullpen and bring in the 6'5" right-hander John Creel for his AAA debut. 24 years old, signed as a non-drafted free agent after his senior year at the University of Akron last year. And this is his first pro season. Monte Harrison, and it's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Creel has pitched in three games this year, all at low A Modesto. No record of 4.76 ERA in 5 2/3 innings. Allowed only three hits there. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Harrison. And it is a swing and a miss and another breaking ball. Back-to-back curves from Creel. And he's ahead of Monte Harrison. No balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 is on its way. And the pitch is a swing and a tapper foul in the home plate area. Still no balls, two strikes. Creel was born in North Carolina and went to high school in Huntersville, North Carolina, Lake Norman Charter High School. First went to North Carolina State before transferring to Akron, where he wrapped up his college baseball career. Here's his 0-2 pitch on its way. No, time called. Creel wants a new baseball. There was something wrong with that one. So they throw it out of play and put a new one in. No balls, two strikes to Monte Harrison. And the runner from first takes off. The pitch is in the dirt. It skips past O'Keefe. Scoring from third is Wallach. Going all the way to third is Kian Wong. And it is 8-1. Wild pitch. And now a runner at third with two outs. So the Bees tack it on. Insurance runs in the bottom of the eighth inning tonight. Creel ahead of the count still. A ball and two strikes. Pitch to Harrison is on its way, and it is inside. Creel has yet to throw a fastball in his AAA debut. Here comes the 2-2 to Monte Harrison. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. There's the first fastball, 90 on the gun, and he gets Harrison swinging to wrap up the eighth inning. But three-run score for Salt Lake in the inning on four hits. There were no Tacoma errors and one runner left on base. We head to the ninth inning here in Salt Lake City. It is Bees 8, Rainiers 1.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about Smarter.com.
Well, we go to the ninth inning. It is 8-1, and the Salt Lake Bees are going to see if Cesar Valdez can finish up another complete game. He's already had one this year, and he's allowed just seven hits and one run through eight innings so far today. They do have action in the bullpen behind him in case he falters. Cal Raleigh, Brian O'Keefe, and Steven Souza coming to the plate here. Valdez, the 37-year-old right-hander, the changeup specialist when he was in Baltimore the last 2 years. His teammates called it the dead fish changeup. Here's his pitch to Raleigh, and it is in there for a strike. They just say his changeup just kind of floats up there and then flops towards the ground like a dead fish. That's it. Next pitch, swing and a foul, first base side. The dead fish changeup. 0-2 to Raleigh. And Valdez into his motion. The 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Raleigh's really had trouble with that change tonight. Third time he has struck out. Strikeout number 7 for Valdez. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 1-for-3 with a single. And the pitch from Valdez is outside for a ball. 1-0. Next pitch swung on and hit into left center. There's a base hit for O'Keefe, his second hit of the game. And he's trying to stretch it into a double. The throw comes into second. O'Keefe slides, and he's in there safely with a two-base hit. Brian O'Keefe, his first double of the season. And now Steven Souza will bat. He's 1-for-3 with a single today. And Valdez with the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. First pitch changeup. They're almost all changeups, but he can move them around and use different arm angles and really locate the pitch well. Now there's a swing and a foul back. 0-2 the count. O-2 pitch to Souza. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And there's the second out of the ninth inning. Strikeout number 8 for Valdez. Rainiers are down to their last out. Valdez trying to pitch his second 9-inning complete game of the season. Forrest Wall trying to extend things for the Rainiers. He's 0-for-3 tonight. He's put the ball in play all three times. And the pitch is swung on, grounded off the first base bag. Fair ball fielded by the first baseman McKinnon. Flips it to Valdez at the bag for the putout, and this one is in the books. Cesar Valdez goes the distance, and Salt Lake defeats Tacoma 8-1, the final score here in Salt Lake City. A complete game over 9 innings in the Pacific Coast League in Salt Lake City, a rarity indeed. The veteran Valdez with his second CG of the season, and he limits the Red Ears to 1 run. Bees now lead this series 2-1 with game 4 coming up tomorrow evening at 5:30. I want you to stay tuned for the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores. Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Well, Salt Lake takes this one 8-1, the final score. Cesar Valdez, the 37-year-old veteran with his dead fish changeup, pitched a complete game, limiting the Red Ears to one run on eight hits. And Valdez did not walk anybody. He struck out eight, and he improved his record to 4-1 on the year as he was in complete command. And Red Ears pitchers were matching him for the first five innings of this game. This game was 0-0 going to the bottom of the sixth. The Red Ears on a bullpen day today, and Connor Wade started. He went three scoreless innings. Then Austin Warner came in. He pitched a scoreless fourth and a fifth. They left him in to begin the sixth, and that's when Salt Lake got on the board. In fact, they had quite the rally. They batted around in the bottom of the sixth inning, scoring five runs. David McKinnon led off with a double. Chad Wallach singled him to third. Kian Juan walked, loading the bases, and then a passed ball brought in the first run of the game, followed by a Monte Harrison two-run single that made it 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. That was it for Warner. In came Patrick Weigel. He struck out the first batter he faced, but then after a couple of stolen bases, Austin Romine doubled in a run to make it 4-0. And then with two outs, Dylan Thomas singled in a run to make it 5-0 Salt Lake in the bottom of the sixth. No one scored in the seventh. We went to the eighth. That's when the Rainiers got their run against Cesar Valdez. Zach Green led off with a single. And then with one out, Mason McCoy singled Green in from second base. So the Rainiers were on the board. It was 5-1. Next two hitters made outs, however, and the Rainiers then gave up three runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the big hit there was a two-run single for Kian Wong that came with two outs. And Valdez pitched a scoreless ninth, and the Bees win it 8-1, the final score. Cesar Valdez needed just 97 pitches, 69 strikes, tossed a complete game despite allowing eight hits, but he didn't walk anyone, and he got three double play grounders. He goes the distance, and the Bees 0-0 going to the bottom of the sixth. Final totals for Salt Lake, eight runs on 15 hits, no errors. They left 11 on base. Tacoma, one run, eight hits, no errors, leaves five on base. Valdez with the win, he's 4-1. Warner the loss, he's 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 18 minutes, and the attendance, 3,473. Salt Lake moved back over 500 on the year at 14-13. The Rainiers fall to 8-19, a season worse 11 games under 500 now. They'll try to bounce back tomorrow in game four of this series, which begins at 5:35 Pacific time. Rainiers are going to start Justice Sheffield in his season debut for Tacoma. The Bees have listed Jonathan Diaz, who was listed today, but there are still reports that he could be on his way to the big leagues, so we'll see if he actually pitches tomorrow or not. Salt Lake takes it 8-1. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Taking a look now at our Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Mariners are in action right now at home against Tampa in the first game of a homestand, and the Rays have a lot of former Mariners on there. Them has connected. Mike Zunino with a three-run home run for Tampa tonight off Robbie Ray, and Tampa has a 4-0 lead over the Mariners at the top of the fifth inning. The M's without a hit yet against the Rays' ace, Shane McClanahan. Final scores from the American League. Earlier today, the Angels shut out the Red Sox at Fenway 8-0. Shohei Ohtani had the best two-way performance by a player at Fenway Park since Babe Ruth played there. Ohtani tossed 7 shutout innings with 11 strikeouts, and he had 2 hits at the plate, driving in a run and scoring another. Angels wallop the Red Sox 8-0. Cleveland edged the Blue Jays 6-5 in Cleveland. The Guardians rookie Stephen Kwan hit his first Major League Baseball home run, and Franmil Reyes had 3 hits to lead the Guardians to the win over the Jays. And the Orioles beat the Twins 5-3, and they did it the modern way. They hit 5 solo homers to get the win. Jorge Mateo, his first. Ryan Mountcastle hit 2. Cedric Mullins and Austin Hayes also went deep for the Orioles in their victory. And Detroit and Houston are tied 2-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning in Houston right now, although the Astros have some traffic on the base paths. In the National League today, the Reds lose. That's news. Brewers beat them 10-5 by hitting 6 home runs, 2 by Willie Adames. The Brewers are hot. They've won 8 of their last 9 games. The Reds are 3-22. Rockies beat the Nationals 9-7 at Coors Field as Garrett Hampson and Brendan Rodgers each hit their first home run of the season. And in each player's case, it was a 3-run home run today. So that got the Rockies' offense rolling. There's the game we were talking about earlier. Phillies took a 7-1 lead into the ninth inning at home against the Mets and lost. The Mets scored 7 times at the top of the ninth inning as Starling Marte doubled in the winning run. And the Mets win at 8-7. Biggest ninth inning could be 3 when Willie Mays, at the end of his career, had a game-winning hit in a similar situation, a 6-run deficit. 2 National League games in progress. Padres lead the Marlins 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning in San Diego. Manny Machado with a couple of solo home runs. And the Cardinals are on top of the Giants 3-0 in the fifth. Yadier Molina with his first home run of the year for St. Louis. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Salt Lake City, the Red Ears fall 8-1. We'll be back with more right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Salt Lake takes it 8-1. The crafty veteran, Cesar Valdez, with the complete game 8-hitter. The Raiders getting their only run in the eighth inning on Mason McCoy's RBI single that brought in Zach Green. And the Raiders were right there with him until the sixth when Salt Lake scored 5 and took the 5-0 lead. Some positives today. There are always some positives you can find. O'Keefe had a couple of hits. And Connor Wade started and gave the Rainiers 3 scoreless. And Rowenis Elias bounced back from his rough outing last time and tossed a scoreless inning today. That's always good to see. But this one goes to Salt Lake 8 today. In the Pacific Coast League, other games tonight. In Oklahoma City, they played a doubleheader, making up from last night's rainout, and Albuquerque won the first game today 5-4. Oklahoma City is going to win the second game. They're ahead 12-3 in the seventh inning. In progress, Vegas leads at Sacramento 3-2, bottom of the fifth inning there, and Reno has a 7-2 lead over Round Rock at the top of the fifth inning in Reno. And El Paso has a 1-0 lead at Sugarland in the bottom of the sixth inning, and they're in a rain delay at Constellation Field. Well, the Rainiers will try to get them tomorrow. Tomorrow night's game is at 5:35 p.m. The Rainiers are scheduled to start Justice Sheffield, who was working out of the Mariners' bullpen for the first month of the season. He just got optioned to AAA when the Mariners had to cut their roster by two at the end of April. And this will be his Tacoma debut tomorrow for this year. We've seen him in the past, of course. The lefty has always been a starter in the minors, a reliever in the big leagues in April, but they want to stretch him out as a starter again, so Sheffield is going to be in the Rainiers' rotation, and it all begins tomorrow. He'll be on the mound tomorrow night at 5:35 Pacific, and our pregame show will begin at 5:25. That does it for today's broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, our final score today, Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 1. Have a great night.